Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. And I hope that you are up starting your day in a positive way. God, we got lots of things to do here out in the 805. And again, I know there's lots of choices. So I'm so glad that you are tuning in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. How you doing, Anne-Marie? You look a little stressed. What's going on?
Do I? No. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Always
never stressed.
You know what? That color looks awesome on you.
Thank you.
You love those bright colors, don't you?
I do.
I do too.
You know, I'm trying to get away from the black.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't have the black.
You have the white and the black.
I have the white and the black. Yeah. Anyways. All right. Mr. Spence, how are you?
Everything's beautiful on this fabulous Saturday.
There you go. Well, we have a really great show for you, as we always do. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And all you have to do right now while you're listening is call in and get your name and your number in, and then part of the team will get back with you and you'll find out if you are a winner, because we have so many things that we are we're supporting and promoting and giving away, and that's what this whole show is about, is giving back. And so I'm so glad that you are here starting your morning in a positive day, and you know, that's what it's all about. So Tom, can you give out what we've got to give away?
Lots of great stuff here. Circus Vargas is back. We have tickets for the circus. Also, Collected Stories, that's at the Rubicon Theater. It stars Emmy Award winner Susan Clark and also Megan Andrews. A Heat Wave is coming to T.O. That's Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Menopause, the musical. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, always a big favorite in Simi Valley. Then food, Good Morning Cafe, gift card there. Noah's Bagels, get a dozen bagels from Noah. Cafe Nofolo, a gift card there. How about one of our favorites, the Urbane Cafe, sandwich and salad. Lures Fish House.
There you go.
Really
lots,
nice.
Lots,
yeah.
Lots.
And Red Brick Pizza, don't forget that.
And you know what? It's so funny because we were just talking about Red Brick Pizza. If you are celiac disease, you know, and you can't have
gluten,
they have gluten-free pizzas there.
Really?
Yeah, really good to know. Anyways, I am really excited. I want to tell you a little bit about our guest today. We have Wendy Williamson, Two Bipolar Chicks. We were just kind of going, is that us? But, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's a definite diagnosis for that, but I'm interested to see how they survive, and they actually have a guide for survival. So then we're going to talk with David Brennehoft, and how much is too much? And so it's about, we give our children so much, we give our lives so much. It's about all that stuff. So raising likable, responsible, respectable children. Does that ring a bell to any of us? I don't know. And then one of my favorite places, Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. They're having their red, white, and blue ball. And Ed Holt is going to be talking with us a little bit about that. So, of course, we have tickets to a lot of different things. Let's start off with the Ronald Reagan Library. That's a really great one to go and see. It's right here in our backyard. And they have the baseball thing going on right now, right, Tom?
Yeah, through the summer, baseball exhibit, everything from Babe Ruth up to Willie Mays through Hank Aaron. Dodgers stuff, Yankees, all of the history of baseball is right there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So I would definitely get your name in right now. All you have to do right now is call 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. And we have a completely different show with completely different guests. And our show is all about the bright side of the 805. And again, if you have something in that you want to talk about or spread the word about, I would love to do that for you right here on the Kim Pagano Show. Just send us an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And Pagano, for any of you that are trying to write that down, P-A-G-A-N-O, kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Love to hear from you. All right. Well, our first guest is Wendy Williamson, and again, their book, Two Bipolar Chicks. Wendy, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for being our guest on our show today here. And so for anybody that's, you know, just tuning in right now, can you describe bipolar disorder? What is that?
Well, it's an incurable chronic illness that affects approximately 10 million Americans, and it's about an extreme shift in mood and energy. So there'll be recurring episodes of mania and depression. And that can last days, it can last weeks, and it can last, you know, months. There's no cure, but it's treatable. It's treatable.
And I have a question, Wendy. This is Anne Marie here. The shift between the moods just comes on unexpectedly, correct?
I mean, it does, but it can be situational. It can be seasonal. But, you know, it can be seasons. It can be a number of things. It can be triggered. So it can be unexpected or it can be slightly predictable.
Okay, so tell us what some of the symptoms are of the mania and the depression.
Sure. Well, some of the symptoms of mania, for example, could be an elated or irritable mood. Elation is typically, you know, what you'll notice, the increase in energy. There could be an impulsive behavior, could be the spending. It could be also substance abuse. There's about 60 to 70% of us who have the substance abuse. You could be sleeping less. You could have the rapid speech, the racing thoughts, and big plans. A lot of times we have these big plans. We're going to start things, and that's the manic side of it.
I know. We were just looking. Like, everybody wants to start things, right? So that's kind of a normal. I mean, it's kind of put into that category. But doesn't everybody want to start, Anne-Marie? Do you?
Well, I do, but I think it's also peppered with the depression as well, and that's what makes bipolar, correct, Wendy?
Right, and that's a good point, though, Kim. People do want to start things, but for us, it's many things. It's all at once, and it's very unrealistic. Like, we're going to, you know, start this company, but we're also going to do that, and we're going to do this. So it's everything at once, and you have this great surge of energy, but there's no kind of, like, you know, foundation under it. It's just unrealistic. And then, yeah, the depression comes, and it's usually after the crash. So if you're in a manic episode, it's definitely going to be followed by a depressive episode. Mm. And I think, you know, as a society, we're much more tuned into and talking about depression, and it affects a greater number of people. So, you know, depression, again, it can be situational, but for the purpose of today, for bipolar disorder, you know, it's prolonged, let's say, for most people in general, it's prolonged sadness, loss of energy, you feel hopeless, you know, and I think that, again, in society, we're used to that.
Let me ask you a question. Are you married?
I am not married.
Okay. Is the other lady, because there's two of you that wrote this book, correct?
Right. And Nora is here. We were just on handsets that were fuzzy, but yeah, Nora's not married either.
Okay.
She was married, though.
Okay. Is that one of the reasons because of her bipolar that her marriage didn't stay together, or is that, I'm just curious.
Yes.
Okay. So is it hard for, I mean, I know several people with it, and it is hard for them to function in an everyday world because there are so many ups and downs, and really that's what my show's all about, is looking at the brighter side and to try to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. But is that hard for you to do?
Well, I think it's hard to do, especially when you're, you know, in a state of where you're not, it's not an average type day, you know, so I think it's hard to do certainly when you're depressed. But I think in general, it's a very disruptive is a good word for this illness. So it's a balancing act, you know, in general. So I would say that it is difficult, and it is very disruptive, whether it's your family, whether it's your job. You know, but we definitely put the book out there sort of as tips for people on how to cope. But I also wrote a memoir, and the whole point was, you know, it's manageable. There's hope. It's not always doom and gloom. But it is very difficult to manage, yeah.
So was there a breaking point for either you or, I think you said Nora was your co-writer?
Yeah.
Was there a breaking point, or was there a moment where you said, you know, an aha moment where you said, I need to get this figured out because things aren't going well.
For sure. And I think one of the first aha moments is when you get diagnosed, because otherwise you're in the dark. You really have no idea what's going on or why. You can't put your finger on it until a doctor says, look, this is what you have. So I think that's the first time. And you may be in denial. I mean, I certainly was looking at the psychiatrist telling my parents. I was 6 weeks from graduation in college. So I was just, my eye was on the prize. I was getting my diploma. You know, we were going to football games. And that was the last thing I expected to hear. So it really wasn't aha at that moment, but it was the first, you know, sort of key was the diagnosis for me. And I would have several, you know, sort of epiphanies down the road. But it takes a while to get compliant and to sort of fine-tune your life. For Nora, she was completely different because she wasn't diagnosed until her early 30s when she had her child. And then she was also drinking, couldn't figure out the correlation between, you know, her depression and the drinking. And they said that she had postpartum. And that's what she went in for. And then that's when she was diagnosed, which is very common.
Right. And so is this something that typically younger adults are getting diagnosed with more and more now? Or even, you know, does it happen in adolescence
as well? I think the more they learn and the longer we're, you know, the longer they're researching it and the sort of that whole aspect of it, they are diagnosing younger, but the average age of onset diagnosis, I should say, the average age of diagnosis is late teens to early 20s.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, now I know, and for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Anne Marie. I've got Tom Spence, and our phone number here is 419-0008. We're talking with Wendy Williamson. We're talking about her book, Two Bipolar Chicks, and it's a guide of survival, and it's tips for living with that bipolar disorder. You give out a lot of tips in your book. What are some of the tips that we can help our listeners with?
Well, we focus a lot on sleep because that's one of the major factors that will, you know, basically dictate your mania. Sleep is really the other half of medication. So we do a whole chapter on that.
When you say sleep, meaning to get enough sleep or sleep in a depression that you go to sleep?
No, let's say just sleep, your quality of sleep, how long you're sleeping, not when you're in a depression per se, but on a daily management, you know, just if things are going well, and to prevent things from not going, you know, south. So we talk a lot about sleep, and we have a whole chapter, like I said, dedicated to it. So some tips about your sleep are, in the spring, if you have sort of a seasonal pattern, which many people in four-season climates do. So that the pattern would be you get depressed in the winter. You know, imagine the weather. So in the spring, at least in the Northeast, you would get manic in the spring and summer, and then you start getting depressed in the fall. So for spring mania, with your sleep, we suggest that you make sure you get enough sleep. Another sleep tip is that you don't nap during the day because that will throw your sleep off. So if you sleep too much during the day, then you're going to be going to bed later. And so you want to keep your sleep regular. You want to go to bed at the same time every night. You want to make sure that you
So very regimen, very yes. regimen. And that seems like that would be a really hard challenge to do when you're so sporadic in your moods.
Exactly. And that's one of our biggest challenges here is that, I mean, I know I face this, Nora does, is that, you know, you have to watch your caffeine late in the afternoon. So, you know, you might want a coffee to stay awake. I have a writer's group, and I was exhausted the other day, and I just wanted some coffee. And I said, I can't because that will keep me up, and that will ruin my cycle. So a lot of decisions that you make, you really have to start thinking about your sleep, especially in the spring and the you know, the longer days with the barbecues at night. You can't be really throwing yourself off too much.
Right.
Well, go ahead. I was just going to say, and I think that these are tips that are good for not only those that have been diagnosed with bipolar, but just in general.
I agree. You know what, Wendy, where do we find your book?
Well, you can find it on Amazon, and you can just, if you type in two bipolar chicks, there's really nothing else around that matches that. So it'll come up. Okay. Or you can go to twobipolarchicks.com, and that'll lead you to all the different places you can buy it.
You got it. Well, thank you for making us a little bit more aware of that, and I appreciate you being a guest on our show here.
Thanks for having me on today.
You got it. Have a really great day. All right, we are going to take a really great, really quick break. Do you have a shout-out?
Yeah, I do. I have a shout-out to 16 by Jema. Today and tomorrow is their fourth anniversary extravaganza. The special hours are from 10 to 7 today and tomorrow. Join in. There's a four-year anniversary celebration. They want to give back to their customers that have shown them so much love and support over the years. They have snacks, beverages, treats.
But
it's a raffle drawing.
But what do they have? I mean, maybe people don't even know about 16,
okay.
Jema.
Well, it's a women's clothing and accessory store, and everything is $16 or less.
Yeah.
And they have fabulous.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could walk in there for $16 and get a really cute shirt, a whole outfit, and you're under $50.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a great, right. And they have really good stuff.
They really do. And this weekend in particular, they're having extra specials on a lot of the store items. So really check them out. They're at 721 West Channel Islands Boulevard in Port Hueneme.
There you go. All right. And again, 16
by Jema.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. In fact, you know what? Let's give away a $30 gift certificate to 16 by Jema right now. 805-419-0008. 419-0008, $30 gift certificate to Jema. Go get some nice clothes there. That will get you a lot of stuff for $16. So anyways, again, call us right now. Get your name and your number in.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation, combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Spence and Anne Marie. And We have been already starting to give away lots of stuff here, so definitely get your name in and your phone number. All you have to do is call right now, 805-419-0008. I'd love to give away some circus tickets. Circus Vargas is back in town, and let's give those away. So, right?
Yeah, let's do Circus Vargas coming to town, presenting the most mind-blowing, highly anticipated, spectacular event. And you can join them right here in Ventura County, Circus Vargas. Lots of fun.
There you go. All right, our next guest is David Bredehoff. And his book is How Much Is Too Much? And it is all it's about raising likable, responsible, respectable children from toddlers to teens, and in an age of overindulgence. I mean, when is enough enough? And you see like kids crying in the mall or the store, and their parents finally like, fine, just have it, right? Were you one of those kind of moms?
No. I'm so not with this whole overindulgence thing.
No.
Yeah, I'm on
it's
the other
almost
end.
Like even American Idol. I hate to say this, you know, or like, you know, did anybody tell you that maybe that wasn't really the choice that you should have done? You know, you go out there. It's like, you know, your kids, they get trophies for everything.
Well, for everything. And that, you know, that's been a topic, you know, as both of us, you know, our kids are grown now. But that was a topic all through the years. Should our kids be getting trophies for...
Rewarded, you know, for something that they're not really...
Good at.
Exactly.
Right.
So anyways, let's bring David on and see what he has to say. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Glad to be there with you, Kim.
Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you write this book, and how many children do you have?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about myself first. I was a professor for 37 years. I taught psychology and family studies at Concordia University in St. Paul. I'm now retired for 1 year, happily retired, and but work was good, and I was an academic, but also a researcher. I got involved in doing research on overindulgence already 15 years ago or so with my lead author, Jean Ilsley Clark and Connie Dawson, and we've done 10 studies now on overindulgence and to support this book. The book is for parents, really. It's a trade book. It tells them what overindulgence is, how to tell if they are overindulging, and what to do instead.
Well, I like that. You know, and I think kind of in our generation as parents, not in our generation as being children, we had to work a lot harder for our stuff, you know? I mean, I think that because the economy and things are so more expensive, now that parents think that it's so much harder for their kids, so we have to help them. But in reality, when we were kind of like, you know, 17 or 18, we moved out, we got our own place, that kind of thing. We just made it work, and we worked our tails off. I mean, do you guys agree?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. As some of our data suggests that, yes, there is kind of the new normal is that we do overindulge more. Not to say that it had been done in the past. Certainly there were parents that did. And it comes from a good heart. I don't want to paint the parents who do overindulge as really bad people, because what we learned in our research is that they love these kids.
Right, that's what they're doing it out of love. There's no question.
And, you know, the first thought that comes to mind is when a parent gives a child cookies or ice cream or whatever, and they're overindulging their children, and they think they're doing something good, but they're making them fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's sort of along
the
same lines. But David, what made you choose this topic? Were you seeing a trend along the way? Was something happening in your own family relationships? What made you decide on this?
Not so much in my own family, but I've had a long history with my lead author. I did my dissertation on her first parenting class called Self-Esteem, a Family Affair. And one day then after that, she wrote me in and she said, boy, you know, I keep doing these speaking engagements and this whole business of overindulgence keeps coming up and up and up, and we've got to do some research on it. Mainly you, Dave, you've got to do some research on it.
Right.
And so I thought, well, why do we need to look at these folks, because they've had everything, you know? She said, oh, no, they're really miserable as adults.
Right. And so, tell us what some of the consequences are that can occur from growing up overindulged.
Okay.
And I want to even back up one more second.
Yeah.
What is overindulgence? What do you think that is exactly?
Okay. Well, we have a real long definition in the book, and I'm not going to read it to you because we did a focus group with overindulged adults, and we said, well, tell us what overindulgence is, and we created this long, long definition. But the short version is this. We found three kinds of overindulgence. The first type is what we call too much, which you've been alluding to, too many toys, too many activities, too many sports, too much of everything. The second type of overindulgence is what we call overnurture, and that's doing things for kids that they really should be doing for themselves. For instance, carrying in your six-year-old to childcare, you know, or tying your 8-year-old's is an exaggeration, but we have seen it, 8-year-old's shoes, or cutting up your 12 or 15-year-old's meat.
Right. That was in my head. I've seen it done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was hoping you didn't do it.
No.
Yeah. No. And the third type of overindulgence is what we call soft structure, not having rules or not enforcing rules.
Yeah. I think that's where probably I could have gotten caught in that. You know, it's like, well, all right, just this one time.
Or is that like you're trying to be a friend more than a parent? Is that where that sort of comes in?
That's part of it. Part of it is sometimes just parents get worn down and just kind of, it's just easier not to, you know, at that time to enforce the rule.
Right. Maybe they're trying to choose their battles.
Yeah.
But they're maybe letting too many of them bypass.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that also with divorce or separation of marriages, it's hard for a single parent to be able to handle all this. So they just go ahead, fine, they give in, which maybe could be looked at as overindulgence, but it could be just, like you said, exhaustion, like, you know, they work them down.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that came out real clear in our first study was we asked, well, why do parents overindulge? And it came out very, I thought at first when we went into that study that, oh, it's because these kids are brats. You know, just bratty kids. And we found out, no, it's because of some issue or problem that the parent is struggling with.
Mm.
Like you said, I'm divorced and I feel guilty, or I'm exhausted, or
you had a hard life. Yeah, and you want to give your kids more than you have.
Well, and if it's a divorce situation and the parent that's not seeing the kids all the time, you know, doesn't want to, you know,
they
reprimand.
Become like the Disneyland mom or dad,
exactly.
Vice versa.
Right.
Yeah. So now you talk in your book about the new normal. What is that?
Well, the new normal is basically the notion that we tend to overindulge more and more. We live in an overindulgent culture. Just the whole notion of consume, consume, consume. The messages that kids get and parents get about buy, 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 and you're not worth anything unless you buy our product. Kids already at age 3 are asking for product by brand name.
Mm.
By age 4, they know somewhere in the vicinity of between 300 and 400 brands. And they will make a decision about a product based on brand. Oh, that's a good one. That's a bad one. Not because they've been told that with marketing. We really do live in an overindulgent culture. And that it then becomes the new normal. What's expected.
And that's interesting because there are, and do you think it's brought back down from families? I mean, that's only what you've taught, you know, I'm only going to drive this kind of car, you know, so then the kids go, I'm only going to drive, and, you know, or I'm only going to wear jeans that are $200 or, you know, it's really how you set your children up.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that that's where it all comes from?
Oh, absolutely. I really believe that. It all is kind of rooted in the family. Some of it is rooted in family, the family values. And then a lot of it then comes from problems or issues that the parents are struggling with. One of the things that we teach parents is to identify what is overindulgence.
Meaning in their life, in their situation?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you think, you know, that, I don't know, maybe you're buying your kids too many clothes, or, you know, they play hockey and they have, you know, more than they need in any one item, correct?
Yes, that would be part of it. What the tool that we give them and teach them, it's in the book, and we give all kinds of examples, real stories that people have given us permission to use. Of course, we don't use their name. We change the names to protect the guilty. But we teach them this tool. It's called the test of four.
Hmm.
And which with any scenario, would they need to ask four questions. And if they get a yes to one or more, it's probably overindulgence. First question has to do with developmental tasks. Does this, whatever the parent's doing, or the kid is asking for, or what have you, does it hinder the child from learning what they need to be learning at that particular time?
Okay.
The second question is, does the situation give a disproportionate amount of family resources to one or more children? And resources could be money, it could be time, it could be attention, it could be energy, could be anything. A third question is, who's it for? Is it for the kid or is it for the parent? For instance, if the we mentioned the divorced parent coming home is exhausted, well, if it's just easier to give in because, boy, you know, I'm exhausted, so it's for me, not for them. It probably is overindulgence. So who's it for? Whose needs? And the last one, does it do possible harm? Harm to the child or harm even to the planet?
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. You know, but you also give out some positive ideas on how you can parent as combat the media messages to buy, buy, buy. What are those?
Well, we suggest a number of things that parents can do. First of all, one of the things on my list is just about overindulgence in general, is that they need to recognize it and own it. It's so much easier for us to point out, oh, my sister, she overindulges, her kids, or the neighbor down the street, or whatever.
But keeping up with the Joneses, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But recognizing that what areas, what things you're doing that is really overindulgent. And
right.
Usually it comes up in a problem area, and it keeps festering. It goes over and
right.
Over and over.
You know what's interesting, and we're going to end it right here, but, you know, again, I really think is, you know, maybe our parents didn't have as much, and we try to have more, or, you know, just times different. You know, a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents said, oh, my God, you're giving your kids way too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something we all need to look at because.
Right. Yeah, all of us. So, David, where can we find your book?
You can find it at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or any of the major bookstores.
Right.
We have a website, www.overindulgence.info, that has a lot of good information for parents. We would also like you to like our Facebook page. It's just overindulgence.info.
Well, do us a favor, like the Kim Pagano Show, and then we can find you, and my listeners can find you there.
Okay. And
when
we hit 500 likes, we're going to give away a book, and then we'll keep giving more away.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Ed Holt. We're going to talk about the red, white, and blue ball that's over at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. That's tonight. And we're going to find out who's being recognized at the 2014 ball. It's a big deal. It's right here in our backyard. And I'm telling you, it's one of the, it's such a great place. There's so much history there. So let's give out a couple more passes right now to the Ronald Reagan Library. All you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And that is for their museum there. It's a great day to take, just a date to go hang there and have lunch and enjoy all the things around our own area right here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good
today. It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I've got Anne-Marie, I've got Tom Spence, and of course, I am your host, Kim Pagano. Our next guest is Ed Holt, and we're going to talk about red, white, and blue, and the blue ball over at Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. That is this evening. And Ed, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the red, white, and blue, and are we able to still get any tickets tonight, or where's that at?
Kim, I'll tell you the truth. We are totally sold out and have been.
Wow.
The phone's been ringing off the hook today, which instantly is not a bad position to be.
No, it's not.
But space is what it is. I'd give you a little fill-in on the ball, incidentally. This is the 29th ball, and it's been going on consecutively for 29 years.
Wow, fabulous. That's great. And so what is it going to be? What is it, who conducts the ball, and how does that work?
Well, give you a little background, just tying into that. It really has two purposes, quite frankly. One is to honor a specific branch of our military service each year.
Mm.
This year is the U.S. Marine Corps.
I have a son-in-law that just came home and so passionate about the Marines. So, wow, okay.
Well, I'll tell you something. The Marines always draw the biggest crowd to the ball.
Yeah, he is such an amazing guy, I have to tell you. Not because he's my son-in-law, but just even all of his friends. And, so, wow, yeah. I think that that's great.
Well, the other function or purpose of it is not just to honor a military service branch, but to recognize and salute people kind of from our community for their patriotic service or activities over the past year.
Mm.
There are those two things, and quite frankly, it seems, after 29 years, I think we've reached a conclusion, it seems to be working. It's a good mixture of military ceremony, friendship, socializing, pretty good food, and instantly dancing and a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah,
what
if we have a good time at it.
That's amazing. It sounds like a great time. So who conducts the ball, and how does that work?
Kim, is really put on by two military organizations. One of them is something called the Military Order of the World Wars, and that's the lead organization. But the Military Order of the Purple Heart has a strong support role. And I'll mention those if you'd like a little bit more detail, but I just want to say there are other organizations who give lots of help, too. For example, the Soroptimist here in the CNAO, and also the Harry Selvin Band. They're all involved in it, and several individuals work just as hard, if not harder, than all the rest of us in getting things going, and they're not part of any organization, just individuals.
Now, did you say the
Soroptimist.
It's the Optimist Group.
Soroptimist.
Okay, you know, it's funny because I'm going to be speaking in front of the Optimist Group. So what is the Soroptimist?
The Soroptimist? Well, that's a service organization, too. They're very involved in doing lots of things. An organization of women. They put on lots of fun activities to raise their funding that they need for their support activities. For example, they have a spaghetti night. They have a margarita mixer. There are just lots of things.
They know how to party, obviously, right? I love it.
Well,
wow.
You know something? They always step up, do a wonderful job, and they were just so nice to volunteer, and they've signed up. They do all the check-in procedures for us. They help with other things, too, like a check-out time. They give people a hand on that as well, too. They're just very indispensable.
Wow.
So, at Anne-Marie here, tell me what goes into deciding or who decides which branch of the military is going to be honored a particular year? Is it just rotating?
It's not really that difficult because it just rotates.
Right. Okay.
For example, I think we go back, goodness gracious, I'm not exactly sure. We either go back to the Army or the Navy next year,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll do the other one, and then the Air Force, and then the Marines again.
Okay, so it's just continuous.
It's just a continuous rotation.
Right. Okay, so do just veterans go to the ball and get involved in the work, or can others do so as well?
No, as a matter of fact, if you were to go there, you'd find that there are no more than 50% of the people have uniforms on. Some of us, such as myself, I don't fit in my uniform anymore, so I wear a dark suit. But there are a lot of non-veterans who were there, and instantly they're very involved in the ball as well, too.
Wow. And now, what part did you do? What was your... Are you a Marine, or are you...
I'm a Navy. I graduated from college after completing the NROTC program at Duke University. So I was very fortunate. I received my commission, came out, spent my service time in the Western Pacific, here off the West Coast. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I stayed in the reserves for a while, and then also stayed very active in my veterans organization, mainly to be with my dad. My dad was involved in all the Normandy invasion way back years ago, and just it was good companionship. And I've thoroughly enjoyed working with the people who are in these organizations, such as the local chapter of the Military Order of the World Wars. They're just awfully good people, and we seem to be able to get things done.
Wow. So can you, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. That's really what we're talking about here. We're talking with Ed Holt. We're talking about the Red, White, and Blue Ball at the Ronald Reagan President Library this evening. And can you talk about some of the past citizens that are going to be recognized?
Yes, some of the past citizens, and with the general criteria, we're really looking not necessarily for people who are in the headlines all the time, but people who've just done diligent, good, patriotic work, often without all the recognition they've received or should receive at the time. But to give you a smattering here, and of course they've been 28, we're going on the 29th this year, but I've looked back, and way back in the second year, back in 1987, the Patriotic Citizen of the Year, we recognized somebody out of our area, which is extremely unusual, but a woman who is a movie star and a comedian named Martha Ray.
Mm.
You guys may be too young to really know about her, but I certainly remember Martha Ray, and she was someone very much like Bob Hope, who went all over the world to visit the bases and facilities of our people stationed all over the world to entertain them by putting on shows just like Bob Hope. Matter of fact, she did it with Bob Hope a time or two. And I think at the time she lived in Bel Air, right off of Roscommere Road. She came over and was the Patriotic Citizen of the Year back in 1987, liked it so much, she told our people that she'd like to come and do a free show at the ball the next year, which she did. And, of course, she's not with us anymore, but she was an awfully big supporter of the ball after having received that honor. That would be one. I'll just mention a couple of others. Locally, somebody in Thousand Oaks who's continually stepped up and was recognized back in 2006 would be Mr. Ed Hogan, who with his wife Lynn, and incidentally they were involved in Pleasant Hawaiian vacations and so forth, but he's been very instrumental in working, rescuing horses that can be trained to work with disadvantaged kids who need to work with horses to kind of get them out of their current state and help them develop faster. That's an awfully fine thing, and he's been very much a supporter for a long time. Just one other person to kind of mention, and you know, I'll mention this, back in 2012, we recognized Colonel John Furr, F-E-R is the last name, and John was a prisoner of war over in the Hanoi Hilton for a little over 6 years, came back here, and these guys, such as John, they don't just stay quiet, although there's lots of reason for them to make that election if they want to, but John has been very involved in many things. For example, he was active behind the scenes in getting moved down to San Pedro, the battleship, the USS Iowa, which, of course, is now down in San Pedro, and you can visit that, but it was up in Northern California, but really not receiving all the recognition that a lot of people felt it should.
Wow.
So raised a lot of money, millions of dollars on that, is required maintenance and to get that thing all set. But just an example of some people, and they're awfully fine people, and we all have a good time in doing it.
And so you recognize civilian and military citizens alike.
Oh, yes,
correct?
Ma'am. As a matter of fact, I'd say, seriously, over half the people are not veterans.
Wow. What
such as the lady we recognized last year, Marty Meadows, and this year we're recognizing two women. And incidentally, I'll just jump in and mention one other thing. I talked about the military or the World Wars. Our national commander, headquarters back in Alexandria, Virginia, is also a female, Captain Debbie Nash of San Diego.
Really? Wow.
We're very, very proud of that, but it just happens this year we're recognizing two awfully fine ladies for the main patriotic awards.
And can you tell us who they are?
Yeah, are they local?
Yes, they are, as a matter of fact. One of the things we really look to do is to stay within our community, but I'll mention two names. One is the Patriotic Citizen of the Year will be a lady named Robin Hutton in the Camarillo area, and Robin has been very involved in lots of things, but primarily she's being recognized for all of her really, really exceptional work, not just raising money, but getting a tremendous amount of exposure in memorializing the Marine Corps' Sergeant Reckless, which was a horse that served the Marines in Korea back when the Korean War was on, taking ammunition up in the hills. The horse is long since dead, of course, and buried down near Camp Pendleton. But she didn't like the relatively very obscure ceremony that he had and where he was where he was buried. So she got on the phone, raised lots of money, and back in Virginia this past year, it was on the front page of the Ventura County Star, incidentally, with a picture. But she had the Commandant of the Marine Corps there, and they had quite a ceremony to rebury, if you would, or memorialize the horse.
Wow.
That's what Robin did. And Therese Hughes of Newbury Park is the other lady. She's going to receive the Patriotic Service Award. She's done extensive research and writing on the services of female officers in our military, among other things. So both of these gals are very well accomplished. We're just very proud to have them.
I love it. An amazing night. It really sounds amazing. And how far in advance do you start planning the next one so that people can be a part of this and get tickets?
You know something? And one would always like to get started even sooner, but you know how things are. Sometimes it's just stuff that comes up. But realistically, we start all the grunt work, the real hard grunt work, about December to get ready for the next ball, which will always be in June. I'm sure probably again at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
Okay.
And that's when we start putting out our contacts and start working with people. So if your schedule permits it, if we can get in touch then, we'll certainly see what we can do.
There you go. I love it. And now, so just kind of run through the night of what people are going to expect, if they're able to be there or not able to be there, what we're going to expect for...
Well, I'll kind of give you the fill-in just real quickly to hit the highlights. First of all, it all starts at 5:30. There's an attitude adjustment hour. You can think of it as a happy hour if you want.
I love that, attitude adjustment. Okay.
But for certain of the VIPs who will be there, like the ladies who are receiving the honor and so forth and so on, and the Marine General who's coming up from Camp Pendleton, there'll be a VIP tour of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, something that takes you all over, more than you'd normally see on a regular tour. Then about 7 o'clock, you're asked to go to your table and take your seat, because there's a brief opening ceremony that takes place, introducing some of the people in the room and so forth. And then at 8 o'clock, the dinner is served. 9 o'clock, awards are presented to the people receiving the awards, and there'll be some comments, for example, by the Marine Corps General and perhaps some others there in the room. And then before about 9:30, the dancing will start. We've got the Harry Selwyn Band, and that's the real fun part. And over the years, you learn how to fine-tune these things. What we've done is we've kind of cut back a bit on the ceremony without destroying the ceremony, but to give more time on the dance floor.
I love it. You know what makes us happy, right?
Well, especially all the wives, I might add. But anyway, it turns out to be a very much of a fun evening.
Wow. Well, it sounds amazing, and it sounds like you've got, you know, everybody's done such an amazing job and a lot of work put into it. So thank you for, you know, coming on our show and letting us know a little bit about it. And I wish that everybody could be a part of this.
Well, listen, Kim, thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate your time and your interest in it. And if I can work with anyone next year, please let me know, and I'll be delighted to do so.
You got it. I would love to be a part of this. This is, you know, it really, it's our future. It's our, you know, it's our past, and I think it's important for everybody to know about it. And it's right in our town here.
Well, thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Again, Ed Holt and Red, White, and Blue Ball. That's this evening, Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Thank you so much, Ed.
Thank you.
All right. We have a couple minutes left of our show, and I want to do a little couple shout-outs. Tom, what else can we give away that we haven't given away?
Oh, we have some great. Have we gone to food yet? I don't think we have.
No, we haven't. Uh-uh.
Love food.
Yeah, let's give away to the morning.
Boy, it's such a tough one. What do you want to do? If you want to go with something.
How about Good Morning Cafe?
Ooh,
good
one. Yeah,
let's do
excellent.
That.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about, you know, for anybody that's
all right,
just
well, yeah,
tuning in now.
If you have not checked this place out, you need to go. They're located off of Arneal and Camarillo in the 99 Cents Shopping Center. It's called Good Morning Cafe. It's a family affair there, running the place. You got to go in and meet Christine and Shayna, and you have to try the cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
The French toast, and our favorite.
Chili
verde.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
We love it.
Yeah.
They also have the homemade bread pudding, the mother's homemade beef enchiladas.
They always have a different, yeah.
Yeah, and another one of my favorites is the PB&J French toast.
There you go.
And then, of course, they have the French toast with bananas and strawberries. Everything is really, really fresh, made every day. Their hours are actually every day of the week, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. They serve breakfast, lunch. You can get takeout there. Let me give you the phone number is 805-437-6081. And again, it's a Good Morning Cafe located off of Arneal in Camarillo in the 99 Cent Shopping Center.
There you go. And you know what? Let's give away a $20 gift certificate. That will get you started there. And let's take a caller right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is for a $20 gift certificate to the cafe, the Good Morning Cafe. So start your day there in a positive way. And today I am going to be over at the Rolling for Pink. We're going to do a pink carpet, but it's Bunko. And they are going to be having a huge breast cancer research foundation. Again, this is sold out too, but I do want to say, wow, great job for all the work that they've done. And so I'm really excited to be a part of that. And again, look it up. It's Rolling for Pink, and maybe you can get in on that on the next one. And if you're going to be there, I look forward to seeing you there. Also, we've got Menopause. That's a musical, and that's going to be playing June 28th and 29th over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Let's give away a set of tickets for that, 805-419-0008. And again, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call us if you would like to be a part of our show, if you'd like to be on our show, or if you'd like us to spread the word about anything. All you have to do is leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and that's right here on AM 1590 KVTA. I want to thank you for making us one of the favorites of Ventura. And thank you, Tom. Thank you, Anne Maria. And let me end my show with a moment of happiness. Sometimes you will never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Tune in at 2 o'clock right here on AM 1590 KVTA. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
Struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention The Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.